Yeah, completely unrehearsed. Just yesterday, I think, a man named Ted Hutchinson arrived, who I had heard rumors about as a great singer. I've never heard him sing, but his reputation preceded him as a storyteller and singer. So he's going to sing us some tunes.
I sort of have a chuckle in my heart. Marty said this was going to be hodgepodge, and I feel like doing this. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I hate to see. Yeah. Woo! Well, what I'm going to do is is a little different. Yeah. Oh, that was great. I really enjoyed that. That was nice. And you know, I'm with family and friends. I just feel like I can just go crazy and nobody's going to tell anybody else. That's just great. But I like to sing spirituals. And we hear the blues played, and you know, they did a wonderful job. I really felt it. I could see it. In my mind, I could see a train moving down the track. And I wanted a train escaping from someplace or trying to get someplace because I lost my girlfriend and she's out with another man and I'm just, You can see it's a matter of interpretation. I said girlfriend, not wife. Anyway, but we hear the blues, it's a very sad thing and we all know that. And the blues, they do have a history to it, and part of the history, of course, is found in the spirituals that come out of the various countries in the South, in our country, especially as the slave tried to express the feeling of what was happening to them. And some of the songs, as old Massa stood by and listened to the darkies sing, now you can't use any of these words I'm using, but I'm using these words with you because you're a multicultural rainbow type group and you already understand you don't use these words in other company, right? All right, so let me go on. So as the old master stood by and heard these people singing, he always thought they were happy folk. Listen to them, happy folk singing. And they're singing about steal away and go down Moses and all those kinds of things. But what they were doing, because they weren't allowed to use the instruments anymore, like the drums that they brought from Africa or the xylophone, which was first made in Africa, they couldn't use those instruments because the white plantation owners felt that if they used any of those instruments, drums and so forth, they would be able to send messages to one another through the drums and plan escapes. And so they didn't allow them to use that. They forgot all about the fact that these are people just like any of the rest of us, that they're from different nations and countries and so forth, and their civilization, and that they didn't even speak the same language, but they thought they would take away the instruments. Well, anyway, the African slave came up with another tool as a message giver, and that was through song. He would sing the message. If you're going to escape to the north, he would sing a song about follow the drinking gourd, which is the North Star. You follow that route, follow the gourd, and he would have very important personages to come down and to take him. They would sing a song like, steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus, steal away, steal away home. I got long to stay. When they said, I ain't got long to stay here, that meant they were going for the Underground Railroad and they were going to be spirited out, so to speak, out of the country. Steal away home. to stay. My Lord, he calls me by the thunder, the trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't, you ain't, they ain't got long to stay. That's why I tell you today, steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus, steal away, steal. Got long to stay. In Egypt land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land, and tell.
When Ingrid Christensen and Jody Kretzmann asked me if I knew some other musicians from other cultures to bring. I suggested several names, and one of them was a woman named Donna Pena, who went to Central America this June and got out of the country so much that she thought she better stay home with her family. So she's not here. So we're going to do one of her songs for you, so that next year when you come back, you can hear her do it. This is a bilingual song. It's a call and response song. We'll sing, I say yes, O Lord. You sing, I say yes, O Lord. The next time it'll be, Digo si, Señor. Digo si, Señor. Yeah, you know it. Then the refrain comes around. It's a little more words, but by the third refrain, maybe you can get that one too. Linda Allen and Joe Camacho are going to help me. I'll give you a little. I did a musical called Tales of Wonder on storytelling, and I was at Joe's Parish in Hawaii and planning what music to put on it. And at the same time, I was talking to a dancer friend of mine about why in the church I worked in, the Catholic Church, there weren't more women composers. And she said, well, why don't you do something about it? She wasn't very sympathetic. So I came back, and the next week, Donna came by with this song. And it was better than anything I had written at that time for the musical, so I put it in the musical. And we wrote a little section to open it out. So what Joe's going to sing is for the beginning. He was the male storyteller, and we're talking about reconciliation.
Many times we seem to lose our way. To our sisters and our brothers, down the road of anger we may stray, building walls between each other. Still the God of peace and mercy calls us from the night, gives us all the strength to follow from darkness into light. When our hearts are filled with hate and greed, thinking only of our own gain, never open to the ones in need, ever quick to pass the blame, still the God of truth and justice calls us to return, to seek the path to one another, the way of love to learn. To the God who cannot die, I say yes, O Lord.
I say yes, O Lord.
To the one who hears me cry, I say yes, O Lord.
I say yes, O Lord.
To the God of the oppressed, I say yes, O Lord.
I say yes, O Lord.
To the God of all justice, I say yes, O Lord.
I say yes, O Lord. I say yes, my Lord. In all the good times, through all the bad times, I say yes, my Lord, to every word you speak. Soy un sirviente del Señor. Digo sí, Señor.
Digo sí, Señor.
Y trabajo en los campos.
Digo sí, Señor.
Digo sí, Señor.
Soy un prisionero de sus fueras. Digo sí, Señor.
Digo sí, Señor.
Como un político inevitable. Digo sí, Señor.
Digo sí, Señor.
Digo sí, Señor. En tiempos malos, en tiempos buenos. Digo sí, Señor, a todo lo que habla.
Like that of Job unceasingly, I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
Like that of Mary wholeheartedly, I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
Like that of David in a song, I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
Like Israel for you I long, I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord. I say yes, my Lord. In all the good times, through all the bad times, I say yes, my Lord, to every word you speak.
Digo,
digo si, Señor. En tiempos malos, en tiempos buenos, digo sí, Señor, a todo lo que habla.
One of the privileges this week for me has been to have my friend Joe Camacho, who I have seen as a dancer, chanter, and storyteller for a number of years, get to come here. It's always fun for me to have Joe, to be there when Joe presents himself to other people, because he really makes his culture come alive. You want to say something about this? Okay. Go and move that mic.
For those of you who came to join me in my discussion about the lands that I come from and the people that I am a life source and pleased to be a part of a land that continues to grow. The chants and stories that were told by my Hawaiian forefathers were kept alive through the spoken word, through the dance. The original dancers were not the women, they were the men. The original keepers of the word were not the women, they were the men. When we became westernized, many of my men forefathers did not know how to keep the breath of their life alive. So it was shared with the women. And in the past 150 years, the women of Hawaii have carried on the tradition that belongs to the life of my people. This chant I am about to do for you tells of the wettest spot in the world. It's a Mount Waialeale, which sits on a little island called Kauai. It translates, proud and hearty stands Mount Waialeale, the wettest spot in the world. So cold as the waters there, likened to that of a loved one who becomes cold of heart. The chant simply addresses the love that was shared between two people and what happens when they fall out of love. The chant entitled Kaulilua Ike Anu Owai Ale Ale.
Kalehua o makanoe, e lihi lihi kui ano ai po. O kahulu a aia a o kau ai liki. Ua pe ia e i ka ua e ha i ka nahele. E maui e ka pua ue i ke anu i ke kukuna la. Vai o moki hana, ua hana ia e ka ponoa ua pololei. Ua haina ia akuno ia oe, ke ola no ia aoki ia iloko. Nana I ka makani o lono ka leo ka lulu o ka malu a kele ki e i alo I maka I ke ole ka hamau a ke a ka ka halau a ola he kula lima ia no vavai noho me he pu ko aha hakala I wa aila ka momoku a ka unu unulau o lehua a lehu lehu ka hale pono loa ai ko haawina ke ala mai nei o ka puka o ka hahale
give you an example of how Joe has adapted the dance of his culture to modern music. This is a song that Donna Pena, who I mentioned earlier, wrote called Against the Grain. When I did the musical on storytelling, I wanted to really bring to life a storyteller. And for the Hawaiian people, storytelling is always connected to dance. So Joe suggested and then created this dance for this song by Donna.
We have seen and we have all been told, and our ways are passed from young to old. He was born and suffered through the pain, and he rose to move against the grain. No more sorrow, no more pain. Cease your silence, come all rain.
When we see
the torment in the fields. When we hear the battle cry of the children, do we sit and close our eyes to their pain? Or do we stand and move against the grain?
No more sorrow, no more pain. Cease your silence, come, O rain.
Come, O rain,
and wash the blood from the earth. Come, O rain, and bring us all to a new birth, as he died to give us life again. We shall rise and move against the grain,
and his word we carry as our shield, and his love will shelter us forever, as he died to give us life again. We shall rise and move against the grain.
No more sorrow, no more pain. Cease your silence, come, O rain. This week I've been working on a basket, and it took me many days to come up with one very, very small basket. But I'm extremely proud of that little basket. And it put me in touch with a tradition that I, this past year, when I was going around the state of Washington and collecting stories about Washington's people and putting them into songs, and I read an interview with some women of the Klickitat tribe who were describing their heritage of basket weaving. And I learned that in the Klickitat tribe, and I imagine in many native tribes, that these designs in the baskets are passed down in families, another way of storytelling, another way of passing on traditions. And I knew that in quilt making, there are also family patterns that are passed down. So I wove them together in this song called Weaving and Quilting. And actually, this should be done by two voices, but I couldn't find another voice. So you have to pretend I have two voices. And the first voice is as though spoken from someone from a Native American tradition. And then the second voice is though spoken from a more white European tradition. And then at the end, I can't pull this off, but it should be around. And so I can't do that. But Marty will play the second part.
Called, I can do a woman's voice.
Called Weaving and Quilting. My grandmother's hands wove the cedar and bear grass into this fine basket I hold in my hands, to hold bitter roots, camas, fern, tiger lily, blackberries, cranberries, gifts from the land. My great-grandma Tousley passed on her knowledge to her daughter Sally. She was only six then. Our tribe's own design, such as salmon gill, trail of eel, flowers for women and deer for the men. My grandmother's hands worked with bright colored fabric, taken from dresses I wore long ago, with strong cotton thread and the finest of needles, weaving my memories in pattern she'd sew. My great-grandma Eleanor passed on her knowledge to her daughter Susan when she was just nine. Lone Star log cabin, the sweet rose of Sharon, basket, medallion, her favorite design. Salmon gill, trail of eel, flowers and deer, bringing the lives of our ancestors near. Lone Star log cabin, basket design, weaving and quilting our stories in twine. Salmon gill, trail of eel, flowers and deer, bringing the lives of our ancestors near. Lone Star log cabin, basket design, weaving and quilting our stories in twine. Weaving and quilting our stories in twine.
We put together a choir today and yesterday. We started putting it together yesterday and today. We finished putting it together about 20 minutes to 9. So we're ready to perform. We're going to do... why don't you all come up, and while they come up, I'll tell you what we're going to do. The people who've been in Holden Village longer than about a day and a half have heard of the African Freedom Songs. I'll tell, for those of you who don't know about them, I'll tell you a little bit about them. We did one of them during Vespers, Tumamina. If I get the story wrong, you can correct me afterwards, and I'll make a public apology tomorrow. My understanding is that these are songs that were first heard by... the way they got recorded is like this. There was a Swedish Lutheran pastor in South Africa who had a congregation, and on Sunday they mostly sang... In church, they sang hymns that were sort of European hymns. And one day he heard his congregation singing these songs on the way to church. So when they didn't have to sing the songs in church, they sang what they really wanted to sing, which were these songs. So he tape recorded these songs and then went back to Sweden and transcribed them. And there's a wonderful tape, I think, in the bookstore. Make a little plug for the tape. It's called Freedom is Coming, which has a Swedish choir singing South African songs in English, which is one of the strangest experiences. It's worth hearing, actually. We're going to do two of them, Tumamina and We Shall Not Give Up the Fight. And those of you who know them are welcome to sing with us.
Tumamina, Tumamina.
I want you to notice they're not using books. And some of these people have sung these songs through once. So it's sort of like walking the high wire without a net. This next one's pretty straightforward, too. So join us when it comes around. You can figure it out.
This is our last tune. This is another one that I wrote, and this group most generously decided they'd sing along with me. And this again came from the songs that I wrote last year about Washington people. I wanted to write something about the farm workers, and so I visited the United Farm Worker office and got some information there, found out more about this man, Tomas Villanuevas, who's been the leader and working very hard in Washington State to organize, and it's an uphill battle all the way. And the song also mentions Cesar, and that, of course, is Cesar Chavez. I also visited several families, and actually the adults weren't there, they were just the children, and they told me something about their lives and the lives of some of their friends. So all of this went into the song called Si Se Puede, and the title means, yes, it can be done. And this was also inspired by a flyer that I happened to see at Pike's Place Market at a time when they were organizing there. And it seemed to be a rallying call. Oh, and thanks to Terry's going to play along, and Marty's going to play along, and David's going to play along. Yeah. This place is so phenomenal. This is our last song of the evening. And we want to thank you for being for participating in this multicultural, at least as multicultural as we could pull off at Holden Village. You know, thank you all for participating. Si se puede, si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughters and sons. Si se puede. Si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughters and sons. Let's do it again. Si se puede, si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughters and sons. Si se puede. Si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughters and sons. For the sake of this young girl, Asparagus Carter, who rises at 3 to work in the fields before school and she sleeps when she can. She comes home and she cares for her sisters and brothers till her parents come home. She'll fix supper and study, go off to her bed, then she'll do it again. Si se puede, si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughters and sons. Si se puede, si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughters and sons. For the sake of Manuel, who has worked in this valley for 20 long years, he's picked and he's pruned and he dreams of a farm that will someday be his. And he knows what a worker who toils in the fields requires to get by. Respect and good wages, toilets, fresh water, and a clean place to live. Si se puede, si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughters and sons. Si se puede, si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughters and sons. For the sake of Tomas, who has struggled for justice, a voice in the wind. But he's kept the flame burning till two become three, then 1,000 and more. For the sake of Cesar, though the road has been long, he is walking again. With the women and men in the Union's great shadow that none can ignore. Si se puede, si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughters and sons. Si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughters and sons. For the sake of these workers with so many dreams who have marched many miles through Yakima's orchards, fine market to Olympia's dome. See the bright banners flashing and 1,000 voice choirs praise the colors of earth. And justice will reign and reap the great harvest in our Washington home. Si se puede, si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughters and sons. Si se puede, si se puede, it can be done. None can deny your dreams for your daughter's sons. None can deny your dreams for your daughter's and sons.
Thank y'all.